Next item is old business conditional use, I'm sorry, change of zone number 1657 Peninsula at Long Neck LLC.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, would it be appropriate at this time to open this up for a little bit of discussion before a motion is made on this?
If you would like to, sir, yes.
Thank you. And gentlemen, the commission, first we all remember this public hearing. And I would have to say that I was not fully satisfied with the presentation that the presentation backed up the adequately and explained fully enough to me the economic reasons that the applicant primarily based his request for reconsideration before the commission. I just thought it was a little bit of too simplistic for a matter concerning this. I felt like there were a lot of issues surrounding this, but I felt that the central issue was that the one of the conditions of approval in moving this project forward was that the clubhouse be built, and the clubhouse has not been built.
Okay. Anyone else like to weigh in?
I would. What I didn't like about the applicant's hearing was by building the clubhouse based on club memberships. I think it should not be based on that. If there was to be any leniency given at all, it should not be something that's based on golf memberships.
Okay. Mr. Gordy, you have
a comment? Well, I understand the applicant's situation. They do have a lot of amenities there that they can partake in, and the clubhouse, I know it was a amenity that they advertised and things, but most of the people are in favor of waiting. I think we only had one, maybe two people that were against it, so I don't have a problem with giving the extension on that.
Well, I agree with Mr. Burton that we extensions granted probably should not be based on number of units sold, simply because that's a number that we would have difficulty policing, and would require us to police or at least receive information and verify information and so on. So maybe a time frame might be more appropriate. I do think that the applicant approached this in good faith. They have built everything but this clubhouse, and within some narrow limits, I would be inclined to, as Mr. Gordy said, to try to accommodate them a little bit. But like I said, within some pretty restrictive limits, and that with the requirement that they definitely have to come back here at the end. If it wasn't done, they'd have to come back and tell us why. And gentlemen, it's a serious issue because there was public testimony given at the time the application was made. People heard it, and certainly people relied on it. We relied on it when we made our decision. And I think it's a very serious matter when we go back and change a condition. And I think for that reason, I would prefer to see the full commission here before we vote on that. Mr. Smith, if you would consider a deferral, I think that might be appropriate.
Clearly. Excellent comments, everyone. And I agree. I'm sure Commissioner Johnson would like an opportunity to weigh in. So, Mr. Chairman, regarding change of zone number 1657, applicant Peninsula at Long Neck LLC, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1657, Peninsula at Long Neck LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.